Welcome to another edition of I've Got a Beatles Podcast, an educational, informative, and irreverent look at all things Beatles. I'm David Thurmeyer, music theory professor, songwriter, and owner of a sitar.
And I'm Chris Bragg, writer, comedic actor, and Paul McCartney apologist.
We will dissect some of the most popular Beatles tracks,
as well as some of the duds,
and keep you up to date with the latest news.
So, what do you say, Dave? Let's get to Beatling.
Sounds good to me.
Welcome to the show, everybody, and we are real excited for this episode. It's going to be Beatles cover tunes. We're going to play a bunch of different Beatles cover tunes. But first, Dave, I'm going to plug a couple things.
Okay.
We don't usually take some time to plug at the beginning of the show.
I've Got a Beatles Podcast is brought to you today by...
LongPauseComedy.com. LongPause is the comedy group that I'm in, and we've got episode one of our show is up online. You can watch the whole episode at LongPauseComedy.com or on Vimeo. If you go to LongPauseComedy.com as well and you don't want to watch a whole 30-minute thing, we've got six different short excerpts from episodes one and two. We filmed four episodes of this very hilarious comedy show that I'm in, and so you can we'll have all four up very soon. So follow me there, and I wanted to say follow me on Twitter at Chris D Bragg. Chris, the letter D as in dog, Bragg, because every single day for the last 2 years, both on Twitter and on Facebook, I've posted a song of the night, and occasionally these are Beatles songs of the night. So if you're a Beatles fan, you'll get occasionally that. And if you're not, if you're not a Beatles fan, you're probably not listening. But if you're a fan of other music, I have a lot of interesting choices that I post every night. So
and he does. I agree. I've learned a lot of tunes that I never had heard of before. So I agree. I always look forward to the song of the night.
Well, thanks. I'm so excited, Dave. Let's get going on this.
All right. Well, as Chris said, we're going to talk about Beatle cover songs today and play a bunch of them. And we're going to keep this very free form and loose here today and not really give too many opinions yet, right? I think we just want to play them. It's a mix of covers. There's ones that we probably feel are very good, ones that are probably really bad, and then some that are just unique or quirky or something unusual. So we'll probably weigh in a little bit on what we think, but we're going to go back and forth with the choices here, and they're probably by, looking at my list, they're by mostly famous people, but I'm sure between the two of us we'll have a few unknown ones as well, and should be a lot of fun, so we'll get to hear a lot of clips. And Chris, why don't you start us out here and give us your first.
Okay, the what I have is by, everyone knows this guy, the Reverend Al Green of Stay Together fame, and Still in Love with You, and a lot of great hit songs. Well, he did a couple of Beatles covers. This one's a more obscure one. It really starts really very awesome, very Al Green-esque, and it's Al Green's cover of I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yeah, we got the feeling now. We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
Oh, boy. All right, man. Goddamn. Oh,
first heard that cover, which is amazing, there was a CD that came with the magazine Mojo. You know that magazine, that music magazine from Britain? Yeah, they always have CDs in them, and it had a greatest cover, Beatle covers album, and that was on it. And that was the one I kept playing most, because it's such a funky tune with the horns, and I know we were jamming, rocking out during the performance, when we were listening to it there. And
yeah, if only our viewers, our listeners who are not viewers could view us dancing to that.
Wow.
Yeah, real high notes, and I like the horns on that. It's just so great.
Yes, absolutely. So that's our first entry, Al Green, the Reverend Al Green, with I Want to Hold Your Hand from, that must have been, what, mid-60s? Or?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I closed the link already.
Okay, so. No problem. All right. Well, moving right along. So this is cool. If you want to make a playlist or something, I'm going to do that after the show here and put all our songs together and check them out. So that's the first one. Our second song, a Beatles cover by someone you probably wouldn't expect to cover a Beatles song. He's known as a blues guitarist, actually. He did do a kind of a silly cover of a children's song, Mary Had a Little Lamb, right when he was starting out as a blues guitarist from Texas. But this song is a George Harrison cover of the first song on Revolver, and this is Stevie Ray Vaughan rocking out on Taxman.
Pretty rocking.
It's very rocking. It was real snarly, snarly blues guitar there. Lots of nasty riffs.
Yeah, it took like 3 seconds to be like, "Yep, that's Stevie Ray Vaughan." it sure sounded like Stevie Ray Vaughan. So,
yeah, very nice. So again, I like that one. Just you don't expect Stevie Ray Vaughan, because since the Beatles weren't really a blues band, you don't expect to hear somebody like that doing tunes like this. But that's number two on our list, is Stevie Ray Vaughan's Taxman.
Up next, I've got kind of an odd choice here.
I like odd choices.
This one is from Vince Guaraldi and Bolasette. Vince Guaraldi, you would know very, very much. Everyone knows Vince Guaraldi. He's the guy who plays all the tunes that are in all the Peanuts cartoons.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown, including Christmas Time Is Here and Linus and Lucy and all that. Mm-hmm. He obviously a jazz musician, pianist, and Bolasette, who is a Brazilian guitarist, who really, honestly, you don't hear very much on this tune, did a couple covers of Beatles songs. And this is from their album Live at El Matador, and it's a cover of the Beatles tune, I'm a Loser.
Well, like you said, that you only—it only took you a few seconds to hear that it was Stevie Ray Vaughan. That only took me 3 seconds to find out and figure out it was Vince Guaraldi with. It sounded like Charlie Brown Christmas a little bit. Very cool version. And what do you think about taking a song like that, "I'm a Loser," which is a really introspective and deep kind of deeper meaning kind of song, and making it a little bit bossa nova like? What? How you like? You think it works? Obviously, you feel like it works.
Generally, although some of my choices will not line up with this belief, but I generally am more interested in covers that do something different.
Yeah.
Like the Al Green one kind of is like, ooh, it's so Al Green. It's so like, you know, it's more like an Al Green song than a Beatles song all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that. I kind of prefer those type of covers over like just, well, here's Yesterday sung exactly like Yesterday sung and that kind of thing. No.
Yeah. So we've got Al Green, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Vince Guaraldi, and what was the other person's name?
Bolasette.
Okay, Bolasette. And moving right along, I'm picking two guitarists in a row here, but this is another song that does something different, like you said, and this is done by another guitarist. It's instrumental, though. And it comes from, the original recording was in 1975 on an album called Blow by Blow. And it's by the guitarist, also blues guitarist, named Jeff Beck. This is his version. It's from a live performance here that I found of She's a Woman. Very interesting. And for trivia here, the producer of this album was none other than George Martin. So
working with the
master here. So let's check out a little of Jeff Beck's version of She's a Woman.
Hey, this could be. This could only happen to me. Can't you see? Can't you see?
That when I tell you that I love you, oh, you're gonna say you love me too. Oh, and when I ask you to be mine, you're gonna say you love me too.
I was just telling you, felt like I should be. I was seeing the swaying palm trees and the breezes and the grasses out there by the water in Hawaii or something. It's got some good pedal steel guitar going and nice acoustic sound and great harmonies too. I never heard of them.
Yeah, and I like that one too because not all of their songs do they both sing. And I kind of like the trading of the, you know, vocal there,
yeah,
and having him come on the different parts. So yeah, that's a great one. And they also do "You Really Got a Hold on Me" on that album. So check that album out.
Very nice. That was She and Him with "I Should Have Known Better." On our list here comes from someone who's very, very famous. This is not some obscure hidden person. In fact, she is known as the Queen of Soul, I believe. This would be Aretha Franklin in her late 60s cover of Eleanor Rigby, which to me is just, I think this, the only word I can think of for this one is sass. And let's see if you agree. We'll play a little bit of Aretha Franklin's version of Eleanor Rigby.
There's a great
videos on YouTube of her singing it, and she's got these background singers who are like really into it too, and they're like moving and choreographed and everything, dancing together and being, you know, pointing their fingers and everything. It's great. And I love how she begins the song by saying, I'm Eleanor Rigby. I'm Eleanor Rigby. That's the best. So.
Oh, that's a really, really, really spirited version of that song.
Indeed.
So we'll go from Eleanor Rigby to Eleanor Rigby.
Oh yeah.
No way. Here's a version. I first heard this one on Breakfast with the Beatles, which is a program on WXRT up here in Chicago on Sunday mornings. I think at 8 a.m.
with Terry Hemmert.
The host is Terry Hemmert. Yeah.
I interviewed her in high school for a project for a radio class at New Trier High School. I went down to WXRT and had an hour-long interview. Took a tape recorder, got to talk to her. It was great. We had a good time. She was really got to see her every year at Beatle Fest, and she's like Chicago's biggest Beatle fan. So I do miss listening to Breakfast with the Beatles. And you do, like you're saying, you do get some good shows or good tunes on there.
Yeah, it's a great program if you get a chance to listen to it. And I used to have more of a chance to listen to it because I used to drive to Chicago from Champaign every Sunday morning to take class. And then I'd drive back home and work all week and then come back up here to do comedy stuff. And I would catch the Breakfast with the Beatles. And one day I caught Breakfast with the Beatles and they played this cover version cover version of Eleanor Rigby done by a band called Pure Food and Drug Act. Now, Pure Food and Drug Act, their lead singer and violinist is a guy named Don Sugarcane Harris. Both of these versions are available on YouTube. You can get the Pure Food and Drug Act.
That's hard to say.
Hard to say. Which is a couple minutes longer and has a little more solos. Sounds a little different. I kind of prefer this one, which is the one from Sugarcane Harris off his album Fiddler on the Rock. and it is a killer version of Eleanor Rigby. Here it is. Good, huh?
That's really great. I think we should put Aretha and what's his name? Oh, Sugarcane Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should put them together and tag team on this version. They would, that would be rocking. So I love the bass line, real funky on that one. And he kicks in on the violin a little bit later, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice, real, real cool violin solo. this version, I said the other version's a couple minutes longer. This version's over 9 minutes long. So, it's pretty intense. I just like how high he sings there when he's singing, look at all the lonely people. Pretty cool.
Very nice. And this is, again, somebody I'd never heard of before. So I added that to the playlist here. So, All right, well, number eight, going from the funk and bluesy soul sound of the last two, we're going to mellow it out quite a bit here, and I'm going to play a song. This is from Abbey Road, or a song that was originally on Abbey Road, but done, it's unusual, again, although the more you think about it, it makes sense that this person would sing it, because his music sort of sounds like McCartney's, but I'd like to play a version of Golden Slumbers done by Ben Folds. This was on the I Am Sam soundtrack.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Well, that one is great. It's you know what it does is it defies that rule I said before about having interesting completely different versions. That one's like note for note exactly like it is in the Beatles version, but somehow Ben Folds and his voice and the piano,
it's very pure.
Just take it to a different level.
Yeah, there's a purity in it that strikes me in the same way that I like the McCartney version on Abbey Road. So, plus, you know, it's nice to hear a pianist every once in a while do his thing. So, yeah, I'm glad you like that one as well. It was on your list, you mentioned as well.
My next one's from one of the longest-running, highest-selling recording groups of all time.
Mm.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. And you would know them from, of course you know Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin and the Chipmunks from their an album released right around the height of Beatlemania called The Chipmunks Sing the Beatles.
There's
a lot of treats on that album. But this one might be my favorite. It's their version of Do You Want to Know a Secret?
Ooh.
Such a great version.
It is.
Isn't it? It's a classic.
It is a classic. That is a classic. I don't know how I could even follow that one up. That's...
we were listening to that, Dave's cat got a little...
Yeah, my cat looked up at me. What's going on? What is that? Yeah. Wow.
So great.
Yeah, so how do you follow up Alvin and the Chipmunks? Well, I'm going to follow them up with somebody whose voice a lot of people might compare to Alvin and the Chipmunks, not in a good way, as being a group or a person with a really bad voice. A lot of people think he has a bad voice. But I will say this version of a song is very heartfelt, and it was recorded on tour right after, or about a year after George Harrison died, and it was to commemorate their friendship. And the person I'm talking about is Bob Dylan, who recorded a version of Something on tour and dedicated it, as he says, to his good friend George Harrison, something like that. So here's Bob Dylan's version of Something.
There's a tribute going on, I guess it's next week, the week after, it's over in England, for George Harrison. And, you know, there's all kinds of people in it. I'm not quite sure who, but we can't make it, and I just wanted to do this song on remembrance of George because we were such good buddies. Something in the way she moves starts to like no other lover. Something in the way she whoops at me. I don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in hell. Something in the way she smiles. All I got to do is look at her.
That's both great and a little bit weird, I think.
It is. He kind of, it's rapid fire singing there. He tries to get the verse in as few seconds as possible and rattles it off. But it's heartfelt.
Don't believe it out. No, believe it out. What? Did he sing?
Yeah, I think he did. Is this Something? Yeah. So Bob Dylan's version of Something from Live at Madison Square Garden in 2002.
Okay, so for my last choice here, I had to go with one of my favorite singers of all time. This is her doing a George song, Here Comes the Sun, and it's just a terrific, terrific version of it.
Nice.
And here we go.
Nina Simone. Version, I like it. That's very it's got again kind of that a soft ballad, or I don't know how you describe that feel.
It's sort of like just calm.
Calm,
it's
yeah, yeah.
It's a very calm song, but it's really, really good. She's terrific.
Yeah, oh yeah. We're gonna finish off this episode, and we'll be back with more covers next time or another time. And I have to end with something very quirky and weird, really pretty terrible, but it's kind of unique, if nothing else. This is a cover version of a Sgt. Pepper song that's not sung by someone who has really no vocal ability whatsoever and was best known for playing drums. And this is the drummer of The Who, Keith Moon, doing his version.
Oh, wow.
Get this one. His version of When I'm 64.
Oh, man.
And we're going to go out with this one today. It's from a movie called All This in World War II. I there's not much to say. I think we just have to let Keith speak or sing for himself here. But hope you enjoy When I'm 64 from Keith Moon. And I don't know, you have any comments about this one before we hear it?
I have heard of this movie. It's sort of infamously weird that what they did was mix cover versions of Beatles songs, World War II newsreel footage, and old movies in a sort of documentary, but not really.
Yeah.
And it just got like completely panned and was only out for a couple weeks. It's disappeared and it's never been on DVD or anything.
Yeah.
But the soundtrack with all these cover versions of it survives. So.
Well, and this is this is how we'll go out for you today. And we'll maybe, I don't know, probably best not to say anything about it. We'll just let it speak for itself. So thanks for listening for today. And here is the final song, Keith Moon's version of When I'm 64.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine, a birthday greeting, bottle of wine? If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight, if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save, grandchildren on your knee, Vera, Chuck and Dave. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a little ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds, who could ask for more? Will you still need me, or will you still feed me when I'm 64?